Those on the front lines looking for big change try to keep their movement from being sidetracked by isolated incidents of looting.
This is not about one man. This is about structural racism in a country built on a system with black slavery.
That's Normal West Senior Jasmine Jordan. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Normal Public Library, announcing its summer reading program for all ages. Adventures online, in books, and in the community. Read, investigate, discover, and dig deeper with Normal Public Library. Program details and library cards available at normalpl.org.
It's Wednesday, June 3rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Bloomington Normal continuing to grapple with the line between peaceful demonstration and illegal looting, and who's really responsible for the latter. Records show most of the people booked at the McLean County Jail over the past few days after looting-related incidents are Bloomington Normal residents. At least 18 people were booked overnight after unrest Sunday and Monday. Records show 12 of those 18 live in Bloomington Normal. Others listed addresses in Chicago, Streamwood, and one 20-year-old woman from Dubuque, Iowa. They range in age from 19 to 37. They're a mix of men and women. The first four defendants who were arrested overnight Sunday to Monday made their first court appearance yesterday afternoon. They're all charged with looting and burglarizing the Target store in Normal. Two of them are from Bloomington. And big box stores and other major retailers are not the only ones dealing with looting. Vandals hit a pawn shop east of downtown Bloomington called One More Time. Owner Stephanie Mochillin says it's frustrating because she always felt safe in her neighborhood, even after the recent crime spree.
I guess I just never thought that would actually happen. You know, a friend of mine last night messaged me, hey, are you boarding up the shop? And I thought, no, I'm not. You know what I mean? I guess I just didn't really think. Now I thought just in case. You know, we did take a lot of valuables we have home.
Mochillin says two men also tried breaking into her West Bloomington home overnight. She says they may have missed it if they weren't awakened by the vandalism call earlier. Her boyfriend, James Hasty, runs the store with her. He says the vandals didn't seem to know what they were doing, making this all the more senseless.
They left $3,000 worth of stuff here and took garbage. They took some $10 watches and a broken TV and phone chargers. So I don't understand why they left a $1,000 gaming computer and a bunch of 3D printers.
Prosecutors say another 5 to 10 defendants who were arrested overnight Monday to Tuesday are expected in court today. Meanwhile, leaders of peaceful demonstration continue to condemn the looting while expressing empathy for those driven to anger. Justin Turner is a black student leader at Normal West High School. He helps run the school's new black student union. He's against the looting seen here and across the country.
I understand why they're mad. I understand why we're all mad. It's to see this hate flow throughout this country. It hurts me. It hurts my heart. But we can't react to this because love is really how we need to react to this.
Jasmine Jordan is a senior at West who founded the Black Student Union. She says she wants systemic change in the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. She says this moment is bigger than one man. She wants big changes, like a deeper look at Black American life in high school history courses.
And they only talk about things that everyone already knows, like Martin Luther King Jr., but there's so many unheard of names, unheard of voices that no one knows about.
She says introducing more white students to black history will increase empathy. Jordan and Turner were featured speakers at last weekend's NAACP rally in downtown Bloomington. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Prosecutors have filed hate crime and aggravated assault charges against the Bloomington man accused of driving his motorcycle through a crowd of demonstrators, injuring two people. McLean County saw one new case of COVID-19 reported yesterday. Our total is now 221. The vast majority of those people have already recovered, and our active case count has fallen to 24. Bars in Illinois can now offer curbside liquor sales that will allow patrons to buy cocktails from their car. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed that measure into law yesterday. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. And now, another story from the Next to Normal Story Slam's Voices from the Pandemic series about how COVID-19 is touching lives across Bloomington Normal. Today's story comes from Sherry Piper, supervisor of the Comprehensive Care Unit at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington.
My role really is to support the nursing staff to give best care to patients. And so during this pandemic, it has been a challenge. Making sure that the nurses have what they need to be courageous and take care of these patients, and also keep their mental state healthy. There's a lot of moral distress that's going on. One of my favorite parts about my job is being able to check in with nurses and give feedback, but also guidance. And I can remember a particular time a man came in who wasn't doing well. He told both the nurse and I, "Girls, if you don't help me, I'm going to die by the end of the night." In critical care, this happens, and we're able to move quickly. With the pandemic, isolation, keeping ourselves safe, slows you down. And so we were able to take care of this man. And at the end of the journey, he was able to be discharged from our hospital. So again, as a nurse leader, I like to celebrate our wins because of all the hard work we do. So we set up an honor walk for him where the staff socially distanced. We had signs and celebrated for him. And I received multiple texts that night from the nurses saying, "That's what we needed to keep going." And so that's what we do on a daily basis, is keep going, because this is not a sprint, this is a marathon. We're ready to run the race, however long that goes, because we are OSF nurses, and that's what we do. We serve with the greatest care and love.
That's Sherry Piper from OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, sharing her story from the Next to Normal Story Slam's Voices from the Pandemic series. That's it for today. Support for WGLT is the Leadoff comes from Normal Public Library, announcing its summer reading program for all ages. Adventures online, in books, and in the community. Read, investigate, discover, and dig deeper with Normal Public Library. Program details and library cards available at normalpl.org.